I changed the tape. A select few are handpicked for progress beyond the 32nd degree, or beyond the 13th degree. Those chosen disappear behind the veil and become one of the, quote, thousand points of light, end quote. But they are more properly known as the Magi. There are vertical and horizontal paths of initiation and many interconnecting degrees at the higher levels between the different orders and secret societies. And yes, they do practice magic. Magic is simply the art of illusion with which they manipulate you. A 32nd degree Freemason could, for example, actually possess over 100 different degrees. In some secret societies, there are only 3 degrees. In others, only 9. There are always degrees above the so-called highest degree. And you'll learn that when you get into your study of the secret societies and the mysteries. The process of initiation and blood oaths have always been the protection of the Illuminati in a Christian world that has had a tendency to burn at the stake those who differed in belief or philosophy. The burning alive of Jacques de Molay, the persecution of men like Galileo and Giordano Bruno by the Catholic Church, and the persecution of their orders has resulted in the Brotherhood's absolute hatred of Christianity and the goal of the extermination of all religions save their own. Now, you can verify the goal of the Illuminati by visiting the homepage of Freemasonry's Grand Lodge of Scotland on the internet. And there's a link on our page directly to it. You will notice the flag of the Grand Lodge of Scotland, and directly on the other side of the page is the universal flag of Freemasonry. The universal flag of Freemasonry, ladies and gentlemen, is the United Nations flag. Now, since they discovered that we had exposed this on our website, they have substituted a globe, the Earth, for the United Nations flag. But we captured their page before that, and there's a link on our page to their captured page before they made that switch. We also ask anybody who visited, who saw what was displayed there, to send us an affidavit, notarized. And so we have a whole stack of those affidavits in case anybody thinks that we're not telling you the truth about that. The philosophy at the core of all the mystery schools is the foundation and the font of socialism and communism. Most people think that there is some kind of a disagreement or war between socialism and communism, and that's not true. That's what you're supposed to think. Marx said it himself. And Lenin expounded upon it. The ultimate goal of socialism, ladies and gentlemen, is communism. And most socialists and communists don't have the slightest idea that they're just puppets of an arcane philosophy bent upon world domination. They actually believe they will ultimately realize a world where everything is free, courtesy of Big Brother, and where all risk and worry has disappeared. They don't understand that any such world would only be a world of slaves dependent upon an elite class of masters. The Knights Templar were a communist organization symbolized by the two knights riding one horse. Each initiate had to give up all wealth, property, and worldly goods to the order. Each gave according to his ability and received according to his need, just like in the Soviet Union. The higher you were up in the government, the more material possessions, the more your needs were met. The knights were pledged to absolute and unquestioning obedience to their superior knight or knights, the Grand Master and the Order. In that respect, every knight and every piece of property and all wealth was totally owned and controlled by the Order. According to the plan, the Knights Templar have become the driving influence at the highest levels of all the secret societies among the adepts known as the Illuminati. The most accessible font of their influence will be found in the Church of St. John the Divine in New York City. If you get a chance, visit it. The philosophy of the mystery schools is the Luciferian philosophy, as put forth by General Christopher Albert Pike, one of the founders of the Ku Klux Klan, who founded it from the Knights of the Golden Circle. But it is not his original thought. You see, he just expounded upon it in forms that eventually became accessible to those who seek it out, like me, for instance. Now, before you begin protesting that Albert Pike's name never included the name Christopher, you had better look up the meaning of that name and further understand that the Christ of the Mysteries has absolutely nothing to do with the Christ of the New Testament, at least not in the manner in which it is interpreted by the Christian Church. To the adept of the Mysteries, Albert Pike achieved apotheosis in the Lodge of Perfection and brought forth the Christ within. Watch Star Trek from the beginning episodes up to the present, and you will begin to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that it was an introduction into the concepts of socialism through subliminal initiation of the youth of the nation. The captains, James T. Kirk, and if you take those initials, JTK, and turn them around, they become KTJ, or Knights of the Temple of Jerusalem, the Knights Templar, and Christopher Pike are symbolic salutes to the Order of the Knights of the Temple of Jerusalem and to the Brotherhood's greatest philosopher and probably its most prolific writer, the Christed Albert Pike. The Enterprise represents their great work, or the social engineering of the human race. As nearly as I can concentrate on the question, and this is a quote, folks, this is a quote. This is a quote from Gene Roddenberry, who wrote Star Trek, in a book called Star Trek Creator, which was written by David Alexander, Rock, an imprint of Dutton Signet, a division of Penguin Books, New York, page 568, paragraph 1. And this is what Gene Roddenberry said in his interview. As nearly as I can concentrate on the question today, I believe I am God. Certainly you are. I think we intelligent beings on this planet are all a piece of God, are becoming God. End quote. Now, those who understand the symbolic language would have noticed that the most recent Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Award ceremony recognized the coming of the new dawn, the rising sun on the backdrop, and the two triple crowns of the mysteries representing the trinity of Osiris, Isis, and the child Horus were extremely revealing to those of us who understand the secret or hidden language. And trooping before it were the stars, some of the thousand points of light who make the movies that mold the minds of the sheeple and thus create the future. Let me say that again for you. The stars, some of the thousand points of light who make the movies that mold the minds of the sheeple and thus create the future. Very simply, ladies and gentlemen, the philosophy is this. Adam and Eve were held prisoner in the bonds of ignorance by an unjust and vindictive God in the Garden of Eden. They were set free from their chains by evolution called primordial knowing, by Lucifer, also known as Prometheus, through his agent Satan in the guise of a serpent, which is the ancient symbol of wisdom, with the gift of intellect, also referred to as fire. Through the use of his intellect, man will perfect the race, and it is the Anglo-Aryan race, and will himself become God, which is the promise of Satan to Adam and Eve. Any religion, church, organization, or people who believe they are God will become God, or are becoming God, is practicing the Luciferian philosophy of the mystery schools, and are acting in furtherance of the conspiracy, most of these poor people, without their knowledge or willing participation whatsoever. The Luciferian philosophy is a metaphor. Don't take it like they believe this literally. They don't. The Luciferian philosophy is a metaphor for the development of the thinking man, the Marxist-Leninist, through the process of evolution and the eventual domination of the universe by learning how to dominate and control nature, called magic. The result, they say, will be the apotheosis of the race of mankind and the elimination of all who cannot make this paradigm shift in the coming new age, and that was signified by the baby floating in space at the end of the movie 2001. It showed the journey of the evolution of the human race to the perfected sixth root race, which is coming in the new age. The Soviet Union was the most perfect expression of a luminist philosophy that has ever been presented before the eyes of an ignorant but gullible public. Now they strive for the new utopia. The utopia which will encompass the entire world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the alchemists had the same religion, but disguised it under the profane interpretation of the exoteric or outward expression of turning lead into gold. The search for the Philosopher's Stone was the attempt to perfect the race and lead the evolution of the inferior races of mankind. Now, those who are attracted to the mysteries, who are unable to grasp the esoteric meaning of their education, and esoteric means hidden, often take the exoteric meaning to be truth and turn to Satan or Lucifer, light, as their object of worship. You've seen light worshipers, never understanding the metaphor for a much deeper philosophy. These people took a wrong turn. The order never objects because these Satan worshipers are useful. They furnish a diversion and are often a source of large sums of money. The Brotherhood, ladies and gentlemen, has seldom found themselves lacking in fools or funds. An ex-FBI operative, Ted Gunderson, is the Hegelian tool in this instance, pointing you off after Satanists, a cul-de-sac where you will choose and chase your own tail, round and round and round and round. But I sincerely do not believe that Ted knows that he is being used in this regard. I think Ted Gunderson is a hell of a good man. Shirley MacLaine understands the philosophy, though probably not in its correct interpretation. She is a member in good standing. I am God, is her message. Fire, which is the intellect, light, or illumination, is the God of the mysteries. Listen to me now. Don't get confused about who these people worship. Fire, the intellect, light, illumination, is the God of the mysteries, and its priests are the philosophers of fire, also known as the Illumined Ones, or Illuminati. They believe that any concept of creation must result in the idea that all things are manifestations of the Creator, which is pantheism. Since man is the only creation with intelligence and original thought, the combined or collective consciousness of mankind is the mind of God, ergo, man is God. And that should enlighten you to the source of some of the more difficult to understand concepts of the New Age movement. So don't get the fool, which is the profane, which is you, mixed up with the adepts, which collectively are the Fraternitas Rex Mundi, our brotherhood of the King of the World. The Brotherhood is the Illuminati. The King of the World is Lucifer, or Satan. Those who cannot understand this philosophy through the hidden language of symbology and make the shift in thinking for the coming millennium are doomed to extinction unless you get off your butts, understand what's happening and who is doing it, and prepare to fight the last battle for freedom. The spokespersons for the New Age make no secret of this fact, and if you read their books, they speak often of the elimination of those who cannot change their collective consciousness with the rest of the world. They're going to be exterminated. So wake up and wise up. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the age of deception, and the world is on a razor. One half is scheduled to be exterminated if these people have their way, and the other half is scheduled to be enslaved when the mystical union between the moon, represented by capital IS, also known as Isis or the church, and the sun, represented by capital RA, also known as Osiris or the doctrine, greets the sun of the morning, represented by capital EL or Horus or the full body of adepts, on the horizon, representing Horus risen in the new dawn, which is the realization of the new world order. And when the process is complete, a new worldwide Soviet Union will eventually emerge to thin the herd, shear the sheeple, and then march them off to enslavement or slaughter, depending upon their individual ability to accept and adhere to their re-education. A prime illustration of the symbology of the mystery schools is in what used to be the Art Bell logo at the top of his homepage. And basically what it is A-R-T, and then a pyramid with the all-seeing eye in the middle, followed by B-E-L-L. Only it is separated. You see, the A at the beginning is down lower than the R-T. And there is a line that goes from the bottom of the A across to the bottom of the L on the other side, and the last L in the name B-E-L-L is separated from the word. There is a flying arrow after B-E-L, which places that word at the very apex or the top of the pyramid, signifying that that is God. For those of you who have studied religion, you know that Bel, B-E-L, one L, is the name of Lucifer, or Satan, or Beelzebub. The reason the A is dropped down lower and the L is dropped down lower is because they have a significant meaning. A-L means Annos Luminos, or in the year of light, which is the year 6000, ladies and gentlemen. So, most of you looked at that Art Bell logo on his webpage, and you never noticed. You never noticed the hidden message A-L and R-T Bell, spelled B-E-L. Can you decipher them now? Did you notice that a capstone was in place? Did you notice that B-E-L is placed above the capstone by the flying arrow? Do you know what that means? Did you spot the all-seeing eye? The symbol of the cult of the all-seeing eye? The badge of the Illuminati? A-L is the abbreviation for the Latin which translates year of light, referring to the year 6000 when the Illuminati believed Lucifer, Baal, Bel, Satan, the angel of light who was cast out of heaven, will triumph over God and mount the throne in the north. A-L can be found by adding 4000 to the current year. For example, 1998 plus 4,000 equals 5,998. Anybody that you see or speak to who says they are light workers are engaged in the battle against God on Lucifer's behalf. Now, you can solve the rest of the puzzle. Now, it doesn't make any difference whether you or I believe all of this stuff or not. If they believe it and they have the power, it will affect you, and so you had better understand it. You see, I've long recognized that Art Bell is a shill for the New World Order, or odor. It is confirmed in his book, The Quickening. In fact, that is the entire theme of the book, if you read it. How observant are you really? You see, there was another logo for Art Bell, and I'll describe it to you. You see this vast expanse of ocean, the sea. There's no land anywhere. And on the horizon, coming across above you, is the heavens. And there is a thin veil of clouds across the heavens, behind which peek out stars. Rising up from the sea is a pyramid. The capstone is in place, signifying that the great work is finished. On either side of the capstone are the words Art and Bell. And right at the apex or the peak of the capstone is a bright, shining star. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the sea, known as Mare, M-A-R-E, or Mary, M-A-R-Y, is an ancient symbol of vast numbers of people? The masses in socialist lingo. Did you notice that the pyramid rises from the sea, comes out of the people and dominates the scene as a promise or savior? Did you know the pyramid missing the capstone represents the great unfinished work of the mystery school of Babylon, and with the capstone in place means that the work is completed? Did you know that the great work represents social engineering or socialism working toward the apotheosis of the race, a perfected godlike sixth root race as promised to Adam and Eve by Satan and a new world order? Did you notice that the name Art Bell straddles the capstone, signifying that he is the light worker, or illumined man, or master mason, or Horus, or perfected God-man, or savior who completes the great work? Did you notice the bright star fallen from heaven just above the capstone? Do you know what or who it represents? Did you see the thousand points of light working in silence behind the veil of clouds in the heaven to bring about the necessary changes? Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. Illuminism is Marxism, where the human race is perfected and a perfect utopian society is promised through social engineering. The reality is a whole other thing. The reality is that it is a brainwashing mechanism whereby a slave race is created to be ruled by a totalitarian socialist world government. Art Bell is a Freemason. He is a member of the Illuminati. Art Bell's book, The Quickening, is one of the most blatant, in-your-face pieces of New World Order propaganda that I have ever seen. It shamelessly advocates the formation of a world totalitarian socialist government. Now, make no mistake about it, this conspiracy is racist. It considers blacks, Hispanics, and Aboriginal people to be inferior races of useless eaters. They believe, or at least profess, that the Anglo-Aryan race is the true Israel, Is, Isis, Ra, Osiris, El, Horus, and thus the master race. Has nothing to do with Jews, ladies and gentlemen, but it has everything in the world to do with Zionism. Most Zionists are not Jews, they are Christians, and you had better understand that right now. They believe they are the master race, and despite the racism of the Illuminati, they have convinced the useless eaters that they are their friends, benefactors, and protectors. And while destroying these poor people with socialism, they have convinced them that Karl Marx is their savior, and the sheeple follow this Judas goat eagerly to their re-enslavement and eventual, of course, destruction. In the New World Order, there's not going to be any individual rights, only privileges. These will be granted or denied at will by the world super-government. Individualism will be discouraged. The individual will be below the importance of the whole, or the group, or the state. And anybody can be sacrificed for the betterment of the whole. It is the exact opposite of what this country has always done. All property is to be owned by the state. There will be a redistribution of wealth in order to eliminate class differences and level the standard of living to a much lower level in the advanced nations, such as the United States of America, and to a higher standard of living in the so-called third world nations. And this began almost a year ago and is almost to its culmination, where the entire economic system of the world is going to crumble before your very eyes. It is in the process of doing it as I speak. This leveling of the standard of living will be accomplished through a global economic collapse, which is now almost in its end stages. The economic collapse will fulfill the goal of Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto, which mandates the elimination of the middle class. NAFTA and GATT, which have caused industry to move into third world nations in order that corporations may exploit cheap labor, are a part of this process. All existing religions will disappear, save theirs. The only religion will be the state religion, which will be humanism or Illuminism. That's the purpose of all of the ecumenical movements. All county and state governments are to be eliminated and replaced with regional government. And these regional governments, which are called home rule, are already in place. You see, regionalism is gradually taking control throughout America. There will be no more cash money eventually. Trade will be accomplished by a system of computer credits with accounts accessed through debit cards or computer chip implants, which will also serve as personal identification, driver's license, and etc. When this is completed, the human race will be shackled to a computer in a never-ending cycle of debt, and no action or movement will ever again be private for anyone. How about that? That ought to give you plenty to think about, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming up at the top of the hour now. And at the top of the hour, we're going to do the station break. And then we're going to take 101.1 FM Eager off the air. And Doyle's going to do our commercials for tonight, which will take about maybe 30 minutes. And then we'll open the phones and you can talk about what you just heard. If I didn't thoroughly and completely just overwhelm you and put you into a state of shocked somnambulance. Which is generally what happens when I really open up and tell people what they don't want to hear. And I'm sure that's what just happened to an awful lot of you. You just heard everything in the world that you never wanted to hear. But when you tune into the hour of the time, you're going to get the truth always, every day, every week, every month, throughout the year. I may make a mistake from time to time, and if you will kindly correct me and prove it, I will come on the radio and correct it anytime that that happens. I will gladly correct it. Always have done that. Always will do it. If you're a socialist, you had better sit down and rethink what you're doing, because you are not only destroying the greatest nation in the world with the freest people, with the best, most opportunities, the greatest ability to become educated, the highest standard of living that's ever existed upon the face of this earth, the only country in which men and women of all races and religions truly, truly, over a period of time, became free for the first time in the history of the world. Men and women lived as kings and queens, free, sovereign in their own right. It's never happened in any other country, at any other time, under any system of government ever in the history of the world, except right here. If you want to give that up, if you think socialism is something that's really great, if you really love all of this namby-pamby promise that you don't even know how it's going to be carried out, but you can look back at all the other experiments that they've had and you can see how they've ended, what makes you think this is going to be any different? And why in the world would you want to be a slave to anybody or anything? And how in the world could people be subjugated beneath something that they themselves created that doesn't even exist except on paper? That just blows my mind, folks. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. Now, I need a break, folks, so here's Doyle. You want to shut that off before you come over, Doyle?
Sure.
We'll just take this thing right off the air right now. 101.1 FM is going off the air. Okay, Doyle, it's all yours.
All right. Here, my paper's here.
Okay. Don't forget, 8:15, flip the tape.
All right. Will do. Okay,
all right. Okay, I hope everybody's enjoyed the show this evening. Last broadcast for this week. Remember, we broadcast Monday through Thursdays, 9 to midnight Eastern time, 6 to 9 Pacific. Okay, the first things I'd like to start with would be the literature, videos, tapes that are offered from Harvest Trust, the Hour of the Time. Start off with Behold a Pale Horse, this book, over 500 pages, well-documented, Suppressed Information. It's written by William Cooper. This is an excellent book. Has a lot of inside view into the conspiracy and those bringing it about. The price is $30, postage paid in the U.S. And let me start off with this also, is that if you want to inquire about anything you hear on this station, please write to The Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. And I'll repeat that address a couple more times. Okay, the next thing is the alternative audio tape set of Behold the Pale Horse. This is a two-tape set, 3 hours, read by the author, William Cooper himself. It's got 10 minutes of brand new material on it. It's an excellent deal for those of you who just don't like to read, or know people who don't like to read, or don't seem to have time to read, or if you have long commutes, or driving as part of your profession. This is an excellent alternative to the book. Obviously, it doesn't contain everything in the book. That's why a book is always better, just simply because of time limitations on tapes. But it's a good starter. It's an excellent product. It's a $19.95 postpaid. Sent priority mail in the U.S. $19.95 postpaid by mail. We try to turn these orders around within 24 hours of receipt of your order, just so you all know that. We knock out the orders as we get them from the mail. Next day, ship them out. We try to maintain that throughout all of our operations and anything that's inquired about. Okay, the next thing I'd like to go over is the Veritas. This is an international newspaper. Covers a whole plethora of subjects. It addresses issues that affect your freedom, individuality. Fully documents its sources for readers to confirm for themselves what they hear. Okay, we present the facts. You make your own decision. We challenge our readers to think for themselves. The price for a 12-issue subscription is $55. I repeat, the price for a 12-issue subscription is $55. That's U.S. Okay. Current issue, if you'd like to get a sample of the current issue, which is number 19, it's $5. Okay. Back issues are $8 for those of you who may like to order a back issue. If you are curious about the newspaper, just drop us a note. Sent to the address I mentioned earlier. I'll repeat it later again. And just request issue 19, number 19. You can see what Veritas is all about. It's $5. Next item is Oklahoma City Day One. This is a detailed account of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, April 19, 1995. It was written by Michelle Marie Moore with a foreword by William Cooper. This book is an excellent book. It's incredibly huge. I'll tell you that, it was hard to bite into and tackle. It's a large book. But it really shows the behind-the-scenes details of what was happening there at the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma in 1995. It's an excellent book for those of you who want to dig in and see research done in a good, concise manner. The paperback edition is $16 postage paid in the U.S. And those, again, are shipped out within 24 hours, normally, a receipt of order. And one thing I'd like to remind everybody of is here, when you want to purchase something, either an information packet or a book or a video, no matter what it is, we accept only 4 things for payment. Blank money order, absolutely blank. Cash, gold or silver coin. Do not send checks, they will be rejected. Okay? Blank money order, cash, gold or silver coin. Okay? Again, Oklahoma City Day One is $16, postage paid. Next, we have 3 videos I'd like to tell you about. The first one is the Branch Davidians' Last Will and Testament. This video was made by the Branch Davidians during the actual siege. They made it themselves to tell their side of the story. It's got families, moms, kids. You actually see some of the wounds that were inflicted by the federal government on some of these people. And you see their children, and you see that these people are normal, everyday people. They had faces. They weren't crazies or monsters held up in a compound. This was their house that was being attacked. Okay, this is an actual 2-hour videotape made by the Branch Davidians themselves, made for the BATF and FBI to prove that no one was being held against their will. Unfortunately, the church members were not aware that this tape would turn out to be their only chance to tell their story to the world, because all the people in this video are now dead. This tape is devastating. It's $30 posters paid. I repeat, it's $30 for the Branch Davidians' Last Will and Testament. This is an excellent video if you want to see the people inside their home, their church, during the siege, and see their side of the story like you've never seen it before. The next film is the Zapruder film. This film was the footage taken by Abraham Zapruder. He was there by the famous grassy knoll in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963. His only intention was to film the president's motorcade. Instead, he filmed the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Zapruder rushed this film to a lab where it was developed. A local TV station aired what became known as the Zapruder film the same night. This film was confiscated shortly thereafter and transported to the National Photographic Laboratory in Washington, D.C. The film was eventually returned to Abraham Zapruder, who promptly auctioned it off to the highest bidder, Time Life. The film was never made available to public scrutiny until now. In 1992, William Cooper acquired a first-generation copy on 35mm color-positive film. A copy was immediately made on VHS tape. What is nice about this film compared to anybody else, these so-called authentic Zapruder films, is they're not botched. They don't just focus in or into the center of the scene. You get it edge-to-edge, top-to-bottom, all the scenes. And another thing about this tape is you get it at normal speed. Is the whole footage is played at normal speed. It's a very short actual film segment that takes a long, long time on this video, because then it's done at half speed, quarter speed, one-tenth speed, and then frame by frame. Frame, then a freeze, then a frame, then a freeze. Frame by frame. All the footage. Okay? It's never been available in that form until now. All previously available copies of the Zapruder film have been incomplete bootlegs of television airings. This is your chance to acquire a very rare part of our history. Excellent tape. You see a lot of stuff in here, and it's obviously something was covered up. Zapruder film with $40, posters paid. $40 for the Zapruder film. Next tape I'd like to talk about is the Luxor. The Luxor is the big old black pyramid in Las Vegas. And by the way, the Zapruder film and this one I'm about to discuss, the Luxor, have no narration. We were accused of telling people what to think, so there's no narration. You look at it, you study it, and you can figure it out for yourself. Zapruder film, no narration. The Luxor also has no narration. Now, the Luxor video is about the hotel in Las Vegas. It's a very large black pyramid. In this film, it was taped shortly after the Luxor's opening in late 93, and when it was brand new, very nice and shiny. It's quite an odd film, because it really takes you for a spin, because what you see in this film is a lot of the symbology, the shapes and symbols and ideas that these illumin hold, and this is essentially just a giant temple is all this is, and where unfortunately millions of people go not realizing what they're seeing. This tape, if you get this, you're really going to have an eye-opener. It is $35, posters paid, This is a luxury film for $35 postpaid. Okay. Now, I'd like to move on to the shortwave antenna kit. The shortwave antenna kit. This is an excellent buy. I've gotten feedback all week from people since we started talking about it, and local people also, radio people in the area. We've compared this kit to other kits available on the market that range in price from $35 to $45. Ours has them all beat, the same thing. Okay. In this kit, you will get full detailed instructions for the how to set up the antenna in either a long wire configuration or dipole configuration. You'll get the formulas in case you want to tune the antenna to a specific frequency. You also get 75 foot of pure copper uninsulated antenna wire, 50 foot of insulated lead in, two ceramic insulators, and two end insulators to suspend your antenna by. Has full instructions, very simple to set up, and is guaranteed to make your reception of any shortwave station better. So if you're in a pocket of the U.S. that just doesn't quite seem to get the signal you may like to listen to or whatnot, this antenna will help. It's set up properly. The price of the antenna is $24.95, postage paid, that's sent priority mail. It's $24.95 for the shortwave antenna kit, that's postage paid. Alrighty. Now I'd like to go on to some of the other products. I'd like to start off with the Wallace Guidebook. The Wallace Guidebook was written by the founder of one of the largest survival suppliers in America. They supply to your reactionary teams or search and rescue teams throughout the country. This man is a little expert in his field. The Wallace Guidebook will show you how to cope with medical emergencies and whatnot. From anything from a minor scratch or cut to childbirthing, covers the whole gamut. It's an excellent book. We have it for $5.49 plus postage. Call for information and details as far as the postage. We want to work with you so you can get the lowest possible price on postage available. So you need to call us for details. When you call on these products, please only call between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Mountain Time. We have a lot of things going on around here, research, preparing for the show, family, and whatnot. So please only call between 1 and 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And the number is 520-333-4578. I'll repeat that one more time. The number is 520-333-4578. And we'll try to work out the lowest possible shipping for you on these products. Okay, that's the Wallace Guidebook for $5.49. The next item I'd like to cover, called the First Aid and Travel Kit. It's a nice little first aid kit. Kits that essentially have the same components will run you in the generally in the $12 to $15 to $20 range, somewhere in that window. I've seen it myself, having had to purchase these for employees at work, at my former employment, I should say. It's a nice first aid kit. In this kit, you get a soft carrying case, an instant cold pack. You can use it to prevent heat exhaustion, as a treatment for burns, bruises, sprains, lots of uses. Adhesive bandages, alcohol wipes, antiseptic wipes, sterilized water. You can use it to drink or clean a wound. It's got a 5-year shelf life of water. You get antibiotic ointment, one tissue pack to clean wounds and other wipe-up needs, a gauze pad, and a pair of disposable gloves. Uses a protective shield from dirt, germs, or harmful bacteria if you happen to have a serious wound or injury. It's an excellent first aid kit. Our first aid and travel kit is only $7.95 plus postage. It's an excellent kit. It's got the essential items in it to get you by most small or minor medical emergencies. And if those of you who have kids, you understand what that means, the cuts and bruises and scratches that happen on a daily basis.
Children. Kids are baby goats.
Right. You're right. I knew that was coming. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing is the Traveler. This is a fully rounded out kit. When I say fully rounded out kit, I mean this kit has a lot of items in it. It's essentially meant for one person for 3 days to care for themselves. It's a personal care package, but it's called the Traveler. Okay, Some of the general things in there, it's got a nice, soft, water-repellent nylon carrying case, zip close with a carry strap. It's got duct tape, emergency blanket, the Wallace guidebook, emergency manual, or first aid manual.
Mm-hmm. This is for flip the
okay. All right, we're back on. All righty, thank you. The Wallace guidebook, the emergency manual, flashlight with batteries, food rations, which is the mainstay food I'll cover in just a couple minutes, tissue packs, utility bags, which can be used for carrying water, disposing of stuff, whatever you want to use them for, water rations. As far as the medical in particular goes, it's got adhesive bandages, adhesive tape, alcohol wipes, aspirin, first aid cream, gauze pads, roll of gauze, razor blades, can be used for cutting open clothing or cutting up clothing to make a splint or whatever you may have to use it for. It's got towelettes. This is an excellent item right here. It's got over 50 items for basic life support and fits easily into a travel bag or automobile trunk. So it makes a really good gift. This is called the Traveler, and it's $37.95 plus postage. The Traveler kit for $37.95 plus postage. Okay, next I have the ARC 3. The ARC 3 is a stripped down version of a all around just one person 3-day kit. It's essentially comprised of food, blanket, and water. It weighs about 3 pounds. It's packaged in a sturdy box with a plastic wrapping around it to prevent moisture from affecting it. Like I've said before, I left one out in the back of my truck, not thinking, back home, and it got rained on, and pretty much all I had was a warp box. Nothing inside was damaged for two reasons: the plastic wrap and how the products are packaged themselves. We'll cover that packaging in a few minutes when I cover these individual products, but it's food, blanket, and water. It's got a 5-year shelf life. These are popular gifts for safety incentive awards. They're used at schools in certain areas, like California, where I'm from. Pretty popular for gifts, and actually hunters and whatnot to throw in their truck, off-roaders, hikers. This kit, the ARC 3, is $13.37, and that is the ARC 3 for $13.37. Again, postage is extra. Please call for details so we can work out the lowest possible rate for you. I've already worked with some people this week to work out their orders. We're doing all that we can to keep the prices down for you, because we want to make sure that you get a good quality product for a good price. Next item is the Super ARC. The Super ARC is the more deluxe version of the ARC. Again, it's packaged in a sturdy box shrink wrap. It's a person for 3 days. It's got over 30 items in it. The food and water can withstand temperature extremes of negative 40 to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Carries the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guard approvals with a 5-year shelf life on the food and water. Contains the food and water, light stick, hand warmer, first aid kit, blanket, emergency blanket, safety matches, candle. These are also popular gifts for safety incentive awards, for relatives, or they're good items just to keep in the trunk of your car. I know I'd gotten one for my mother a couple years ago. She thought it was kooky until she broke down coming back from a board meeting in the middle of the night, and it went in her trunk the next morning, and I wasn't such a kook after that. The Super ARC is $19.95, plus postage. The Super ARC is $19.95 plus postage. I have two more items, and then we'll move on to the call-in lines. The last two items are the mainstay emergency food rations. These food rations come in a metallized, very durable package. They have a 5-year shelf life. It's non-thirst provoking. If you powder it up and mix it with water, it's as safe as baby formula as far as feeding infants. It's a waterproof vacuum seal package. Again, it has a temperature extremes of negative 40 to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. There's no cholesterol or tropical oils. It's approved by Defense Personnel Support Center. Food Engineering Directorate, U.S. Army, U.S. Coast Guard, Canadian Coast Guard. Some good stuff. It's real popular with hunters, backpackers, hikers, or just people to snack on when they're running out in the woods for a day hike because it has a lot of energy. It's 3,600 calories in a pack, which is meant to be 1,200 calories per day, which is a good substance level for a person. So each section is three cubes. A cube is 400 calories. There's 9 of those cubes in a package. The one bar is 760 grams, 400 calories, packed full of vitamins. Proteins, calcium, vitamin C, iron, vitamin D, vitamin E, exceeding the USDA's recommended daily allowance on almost every one of these vitamins and minerals. Excellent item. The price for the mainstay food is $43.50 for a case of 10 packets. That's 10 packets, each one comprised of 3,600 calories. A case of 10 packets is $43.50 plus postage. And the last item I'd like to talk about is the mainstay water. Comes in a metalized pouch, again with a 5-year shelf life, very durable, U.S. Coast Guard approved. Each serving is 4.225 ounces. One thing to keep in mind about this water, compared to just having a jug of water maybe in your trunk or whatnot, is it won't leak because lids have been open and closed so many times to fill. It's purified, sterilized, and sealed in airtight pouches. This prevents the bacterial growth. That's a big problem with jugs. Straight open jugs. Unlike bottled water, which must be stored in dark, cool places, this stuff can withstand the temperature range of negative 40 to 230 degrees Fahrenheit. It's easier to transport a few packets of this in a bag or fanny pack than it is a big old jug of water. It eliminates the need for complicated rotation schedules and purification procedures required when you use bottled water. And one thing I'd like to make sure everybody understands is that these recycling efforts in this country have caused the manufacturers of bottled water, any plastic container like your 2-liter jugs, to make the plastic where it begins to self, or not self, but just decompose, degradate after 6 months to a year. Okay? This is mandated by certain two manufacturers, by certain environmental regulations, so they begin to break down and you lose what you worked so hard to store. Another thing this can be used for is a cold compress, because it is flexible, it is water. It's a foilized pack, you can throw them in the freezer and keep them in there, use them for essentially ice blocks or cooler packs in your ice chest, and when they melt, you have drinking water, and they'll stay frozen for quite a long time in a good ice chest. The emergency water packet is case of 60 packets. Okay, so 60 of these packets. It looks like one of the juice drinks you see in the store as far as shape and size and appearance. A case of 60 packets is $19.95 plus postage. That's 60 in a case for $19.95. Alrighty, thanks for being patient.
Well, let's go back on the air with 101.1. I can't get us on shortwave at all. Zero. Folks, we're going to open the phones now, if there's anybody there listening. 520-333-4578. We are unable to receive WBCQ here at all. There is absolutely nothing on the short wave on 7.415. So, Alan Weiner, whatever you're doing, fix it. If you can even hear me. I don't even know if you can hear me. So, the phones are open, 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. If there's anybody out there still listening, it's time to call in. And we're not getting anything on the phone, so I don't know what's going on, folks. In fact, let me play some music here. And we'll try and see what's happening, if we can see what's happening. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill, this is Ernest in Havana, Florida.
Yes.
Not Havana, Cuba now, Havana, Florida.
Uh-huh.
But somebody cut you out for about 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden you come back on.
So we're back on now?
Yeah, I can hear you down here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
It's right there in Tallahassee, Florida.
When did we go off?
I'd say for about 15 to 20 minutes they had a lot of jamming in there on you.
What was the last thing you heard?
I've got you recorded.
No, listen to me. I'm trying to find out when we lost the signal. What was the last thing you heard before we went off?
He was advertised in, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
Hello? Why am I holding on? I can't do that. Can't hold on. This is radio. So, 520-333-4578 is the number. The phones are open. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything that you heard tonight or anything that you want to talk about, whatever. If you're hearing this broadcast now, as he was in Florida, Havana, Florida. I didn't even know there was a Havana, Florida. But I guess there is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. It's Vince Chicago.
Hi, Vince.
Boy, you had a great program going there tonight. Then over in Chicago, we just lost your signal almost completely.
When?
Oh, gee, it was about probably about 35 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago.
So it was, what, after I finished, or what?
You were starting to talk about Art Bell's website, and around that time, you just were lost.
Well, that was
signal went pretty much gone.
That was a lot more than 35 minutes ago, if that's when you lost.
Okay, yeah, then it was. Yeah, and I've been unable to pick up your signal, I guess. Bill, don't you know you're not supposed to talk bad about Art Bell?
Not Art Bell, it's all the other stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I really make them angry when I reveal their secrets on international shortwave radio. It just drives them up the tree. Yeah, we couldn't. When I turned the mic over to Doyle, I went outside and turned on the shortwave, and there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. No signal. The first time since WBCQ has gone on the air.
You're absolutely right, Bill, because the signal has been booming in here in Chicago ever since you were on this week on Monday. And tonight, there's absolutely no signal here. And
there's no signal there now?
Pardon?
There's no signal there now?
No, I'm not getting anything. And I'm getting all my other channels that I usually get, except 5.745 is coming in a little staticky, but you're just not there at all.
Hey, Wiener, what are you doing? Alan Wiener, turn the transmitter back on.
I'm really a little upset because you really had a great program going there tonight, and we just lost you. You started to get spotty when you were giving a lot of the history on the Illuminists, and by the time you were into the Art Bell website, my ears were glued, but I was getting nothing from my radio here.
Yeah.
And your signal is just isn't coming in. It's a shame. And I just want to throw this in. Maybe it was a stupid question when I asked Art Bell the other day to have you on as a guest on his program. Maybe it was academic. Well, keep up the great work, Bill, and I'm going to keep on listening, but you get that signal back.
Okay. Thank you. You know, it won't do him any good because I'll just, see, we tape the whole broadcast. I'll just re-air this whole broadcast another night. So they can't shut me up. Not ever. Won't happen. 520-333-4578. Doyle went to call WBCQ and find out what in the world's going on with our signal and find out why nobody is getting us now. So if you can hear us, you can call. If you can't hear us, of course, you don't even know that the phones are open or that anything's happening, and I'm trying to find out. I wanted to play some music here. That's what I'm going to do, unless the phone rings again. So let me figure out where the music is. Number 3. Okay, here we go. Okay, folks, I'm going to play some music while we try to figure out what in the world is going on. Thank you.
are delicious. I like it like that. Now you said Sally, and I said you, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
I wanna show you.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place
I like it like that.
By the last time I was down there, I lost my shoes. They had some cat counting the food. The people were yelling out for more, and all they were saying was, go, man, go, come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place,
I like it like that.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill, this is Ron up in Pennsylvania. Just want to let you know you're coming in clear up here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're doing good up here.
Well, for a while, everybody, even people in Pennsylvania, were calling to tell us that there was no signal in the air at all.
Well, I got you up here in the mountains.
Well, good. I'm glad somebody's got it.
Hey, Ron, thanks for listening.
Did you hear the whole broadcast?
I got home about 11. I've been listening since 11, and it took me a few minutes to find your number. Give you a holler and let you know that I'm picking up loud and clear up here in the mountains.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate that. Well, one person hears us. 520-333-4578. If you can hear this broadcast and you want to give us a call, the line is open at 520-333-4578. We've got about 25 minutes left until the end of the broadcast. And, this is your time. And if nobody calls, I guess we'll just go off the air. Let's see what I got here. Well, nobody's calling. 520-333-457. Here we go. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Rob from Connecticut.
You're in Connecticut. And you can hear us?
I can hear you, yeah.
Did we
barely
go
off? Barely. It's a little staticky from Connecticut.
Yeah, did we go off the air at all for any length of time?
What's that?
Did we go off the air at all?
No, you didn't go off the air. It's a little staticky, you know.
Uh-huh.
See, like, whenever you shut off the FM station, there's a buzzing sound. I don't know, maybe just from where I am.
No. No, there's no buzzing sound. I mean,
but I wanted to talk about Orson Welles.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the name of the secret name in the movie Citizen Kane was Rosebud.
Yes, Rosebud. Yeah, you know about Rosebud, you know what it means? Remember after the Oklahoma City bombing, they gave everybody one red rosebud?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why we have the red rosebud opening up out of the flames on the cover of Oklahoma City Day 1. See, I know how to talk back to him.
why did the Rosicrucians and the Rosencrux use the symbol of the rose? I heard it was a phallic symbol of the rose.
Well, the rose has different meanings to different people, but to the mystery schools, the red rose stands for the perfection of the soul as it is crucified upon the cross of matter. Okay.
And I was listening to the show. I went on America Online, and I punched up Orson Welles / Freemasonry.
Uh-huh.
I think he was a Freemason. Wasn't
absolutely,
he?
Yeah.
And there's a website, and it linked roses and labyrinths.
Yeah.
I don't know what a labyrinth has to do with roses.
Oh, yes, it does. Labyrinth has a lot to do with the mystery school. You better believe it does. So, yes.
What's the labyrinth have to do?
Well, I'm not going to go into that tonight because we really don't have time to get into explanations that are going to be lengthy. And if I'm going to explain it, I have to explain it in a way that everybody out there listening is going to understand it. And we just don't have that much time left.
Okay, because they talk about a book called The Name of the Rose and it talks about labyrinth.
Yeah, there was, there was also a movie called The Name of the Rose.
Wow.
With Sean Connery.
That's right. And Orson Welles was in another movie called The Black Rose.
Yeah.
From Aliva.
Okay,
Bill.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
How are you doing?
Just fine. Where are you at?
I'm in Connecticut. I just tuned in for the first time tonight.
Uh-huh.
Because actually, I heard about Al Wiener, you know, putting the station on at the end of August. I was up in Boxborough, Mass.
Uh-huh.
Where he put on a little talk about it. And I just remembered about it tonight, and I tried to tune it in earlier, and it was very weak. And I came back tonight, and it's 30 over 9 now.
Well, good. I there may have been a solar storm. You know, solar storm will just completely destroy radio communication. So.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
That could be what happened.
Just wanted to give you a report.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Hey, what do you think of the broadcast? You've never heard this broadcast before?
No. Shack tonight,
uh-huh.
And turned on the receiver, and it was strong as could be.
Okay.
So I haven't listened to it. This is the first night I tuned in.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So
thank you.
Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. The line is open, and there's a call. Good evening. You're on the air.
This is Rick in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Rick. Okay. Oh, you're rebroadcasting it.
Yeah, I'm a rebroadcaster. I got the satellite system way back when, you know, when you were first you know, doing that program for the people, and I had to go off for a while because I just wasn't getting it, you know, all that good. I know everybody's been calling up saying, it's so nice to have you back, and I know you never really went away. You were always on the air, and in the last several months of summer, I've been monitoring broadcast and on the old station. I just wouldn't get very much, but I recognized a lot of old programs that I had recorded over the past couple of years, and I realized that you weren't doing anything live. When you came back on Monday night, I've been listening to you ever since, and it's been very good for the most part, but tonight was kind of like the old days on the last station you used to be on.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what to say. We got, all of a sudden, we got calls from all over the place, and they said that we just went off the air. I went out and checked, and sure enough, there was nothing there here. And, you know, I opened the phones, and nobody called.
You've never been off totally here in my location.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty hard to hear, you know, for quite a while there. But right now, at least it's audible and everything. So.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I know. Just hope it comes out better on Monday night when you come back on again.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, shortwave is like that. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Right. And I guess I had just installed a new dipole antenna myself. I went to Radio Shack. I got the last one that they had. I guess they discontinued their old 65-foot antenna, but I've got one outside the house right now. I had it on the south side so I could pick up the WRMI station. I guess it might do better on the opposite side since you're broadcasting more from the north than where I'm at now. But
well, theoretically, it should do good wherever it's at, but if you switch it around to the north and try it, it might work better.
Okay, well, that's something I can do. I got the weekend off, so got another job to do now.
Okie doke.
Okay, well, I hope things start to clear up. Would it do any good for us, the listeners, to be calling the station up in Maine, too?
Well, I don't know. We called him, and Alan said everything is fine there.
Oh,
He said there's nothing wrong with the transmitter or the antenna or anything.
Okay, yeah, when you first started breaking up, I was thinking, oh, this sounds more like the propagation that I've been experiencing. Yeah. So I got a letter from WRMI explaining how they were going to erect that new transmitter. They told me back in July it was going to be on.
Oh, they've been telling me that for so long. That's why we looked for another station.
I remember you told me, you told us that on the radio one time, and then I could never get back a hold of them again.
Yeah.
When you made the announcement for the new station, I thought, well, don't even worry about them anymore.
No, don't worry about it.
it was beautiful the first
time. I don't think they ever had an antenna, to tell you the truth.
I don't know. It never came about, so I guess I'll get off with somebody else going, and I'll just keep listening, and I'll keep rebroadcasting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578 with about 15 minutes left in the hour. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Cooper.
Yes.
It's Sam in Maryland.
Hi, Sam.
I just found you about 10:45. Good to hear you back on the air again.
Well, thank you.
You should have got a little scuttlebutt in the mail from me about 2 or 3 weeks ago. A little bit of intel about a little place in West Virginia. Did you get it?
Do you know how much mail we get?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you're asking me to remember one piece of it that we got 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Well, not necessarily, but just thought it might have stood out. It should have been interesting.
Well, what was it?
About a little location in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Certain government activities over there.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Well, you'll get to it eventually.
Okay.
Anyway, I just want to say glad to hear you back on the air, and it's been kind of dry without you.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you'd like to call and put in your 2 cents worth or 3 cents worth or 4 cents worth, or maybe you'd like to grab some cents, I don't know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Calling from Northeast Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And your signal is gone.
Yeah, that's
that's why I called. I didn't know if you were on the air tonight or not.
Yep, we're on the air. Signal's gone here, too. But the people are hearing it in pockets. There could be a solar storm or something. We called the station. Alan Wiener said everything is fine there.
Oh, well, maybe we should call Arthur C. Clarke or somebody.
What would you call?
Maybe he'd know.
Why would you want to call Arthur C. Clarke unless you're going to sell him a little boy?
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, I've been taping the show, and I just, I've been flipping the tape, and I'm going to, play it later, and there was no signal at all, nothing, so, but anyway, you're still broadcasting.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
In all fairness, ladies and gentlemen, there was a newspaper article about Arthur C. Clarke purchasing and using little boys in foreign countries, where he lives, by the way. And he has flatly denied it, and so I want to give you both sides of the story there. I don't know if it's true or false, and I don't think anybody else does either. So I want to let you know that I'm not trying to cast any aspersions over Arthur C. Clarke. It was one pretty in-depth newspaper article, and then he came out in the media and just absolutely flat denies it. So there you go. You got both sides. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Kate of Linwood, New Jersey.
Hi, Kate.
I just wanted to tell you that you're coming in very good in this area, other than you were having reading of Spanish music and Spanish-speaking people about an hour ago, but I have you very well here.
That's Doyle. He talks in his sleep.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. I'm glad you're back on, and I tried to get you on 9955, and it was very, very bad.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you revealed my suspicions about Art Bell, and I'm glad to hear that you confirmed this about him.
Well, thank you.
And I'll keep on listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's why he hates my guts, by the way, folks. If you wonder why Art Bell doesn't like me, that's why, because I opened up the cabinet and let the sun shine in, and he doesn't like that. Nobody likes it when I do it. Eventually, if you listen to this broadcast long enough, I make everybody mad because I will hit a button of truth that you're hiding behind. I mean, everybody is playing in fantasy land a little bit. And if you listen to this broadcast long enough, we'll get around to your fantasy too. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you can hear this broadcast, and if you would like to call in, apparently we're having some kind of a solar flare or something that is causing shortwave reception to blank out in a lot of areas. And in other areas, it's really, I guess, good reception. So we have about, 10 minutes to go? Actually, less than that. We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left to go before the end of the broadcast. And then we're going to beat out of here, and Doyle and I are going to have 3 days off.
One thing I forgot when I ran out to call was I wanted to cover the address again for inquiries.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That is Hour of the Time. Care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, EAGAR, Arizona 85925.
Good evening. You're on the air. Hi, Phyllis. Can you put your phone in front of your mouth and talk a lot louder, please?
Okay, I will.
That's much better.
I tried tuning in to the station around 7:45, and it was all static, so it's just not your show.
7:45? Where?
I'm sorry, about 8:45.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't just your show.
I was going to say, we weren't on the air at 7:45.
No, but I always try to get my station set early, and it was all static. But I wanted to say, the first time I heard you was your program on Friday right after the Oklahoma City bombing, and I was hooked. You became like Johnny Carson. I was staying up till 1:15 because I couldn't sleep then. You said things that in the past I sort of understood a little bit about the Illuminati, but not much. I figured we're about the same age because we like the same music. One thing I didn't understand, I could never understand the Washington Monument. It was so ugly.
Yeah, but do you understand it now?
Yeah, a little bit more. I kept thinking, why would they put something upright like that for a president?
Yeah.
Washington.
Well,
you've really enlightened me, and I'm so very glad you're back.
There are so many people out there who are laboring under misinformation about this country and the founding fathers and why it was built and all that kind of stuff. And all they have to do to understand it is go to Washington, D.C., go in the rotunda of the Capitol building, stand in the very center of the floor and look straight up at the inside of the dome, and they will see George Washington in the state of apotheosis. He becomes God. He is Apollo in the chariot riding across the heavens as the sun, Osiris. And around the periphery of the dome are all the old pagan gods of the Roman pantheon.
There is just so much. I don't know how you remember everything. I don't think my memory. You just seem to have it right at your fingertips.
Well, that's
not fingertips in your mind. And what?
Wasn't always this way, you know. I've been studying this for like 25, 26 years. I mean, you've got to learn something.
Well, that's true. But I guess it's even from when I was a child, there were certain things that my parents would say, but about the Illuminati and the Masons and things. But there was no one all my life ever talked to with it about, and I didn't even know about shortwave. I just got shortwave right before Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
And I found you, and and I really missed you. Welcome back.
Well, I'm back.
And I'll be listening again on Monday.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Well, we got time for maybe a couple more calls. We'll see. 520-333-4578 if you want to try to get in here before we shuffle off the Buffalo. And tonight we might really be shuffling off the Buffalo. Because of the... I got to tell you, doing 3 hours a night is really a chore, folks. So Doyle and I are both looking forward to 3 days off. And boy, are we going to take 3 days off. And...
Mm-hmm.
And relax. And I mean really relax. Well, I guess nobody else is going to call in this last couple of minutes. Anything else you wanted to talk about, Doyle? Anything you forgot while you were doing the whatchamacallums?
Can I just stress the time for calling?
Oh, yeah. For calling, folks, we have tons of, even when we're off, we're not really off. But, yeah, I'm really joking about that. I don't think I've had one time off in so many years I can't even remember, and that's when Annie and I took a 2-week vacation and just drove off, and it was the first vacation we ever had, and it's the last one we'll probably ever have, I guess. So we're going to be working, and if you need to call and ask about shipping prices or anything, if you call for any reason, please don't call except during these hours, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is the same as Pacific Daylight Time, which is 3 hours earlier than Eastern Time and 2 hours earlier than Central Time, for all of you people who have no conception of how to figure out time. I wish you would, because I've had people call me at 5 o'clock in the morning and say, oh, well, it's 8 here. I thought it was 8 there, too, you know. Or 2 o'clock in the morning, and well, anyway, you don't want to hear about all that stuff. So call between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. if you need to call and talk to Doyle or I, or anybody for that matter. Sometimes people call and talk to Pooh.
I did forget the information packet.
Okay, yeah. Information. If you want information, folks, send $1 and a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 size envelope with 75 cents postage on it. So it's going to cost you a number 10 size envelope and $1.75. 75 cents worth of stamps on the envelope, $1 inside. Send it to us, and we'll send you all of the stuff that we have. We'll stuff a big old envelope full of stuff for you and send it back to you. Okay? Say goodnight, Doyle.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you. We'll be right back.
I've heard it all before. Don't say you're sorry and pretend you're my darling, 'cause I just don't believe you anymore. Don't hang around me anymore. Don't hang your hat up on my door. You've had your fun and now you say that you're sorry, but you can't hang around me anymore. I saw you driving in that juke joint. I saw you taking in the town. You hung around till 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't expect me to let you hang around.